More than once, planned obsolescence has met its match in the stubborn human instinct to hold on to the past. That's the circumstance commentator Ed Cullen finds himself in.
20 years ago, I ordered a new pickup truck with no air conditioning and manual shift on the column. I still drive that now rusting, faded blue Ford truck with extended cab and sliding rear window. I have so much essential junk behind the seat, I'd have to build a second storage shed if the truck quit. For years, I changed oil and filters myself. Crawling under the truck with wrench in hand, I felt like I was going to church, a place of cool, dark worship where cats sometimes wandered in. My truck has been to but one garage in all these years, a family place run by a mechanic named Winston. We knew we'd found one of those legendary good garages after my wife took her car in for an oil change. She'd barely gotten home when Winston called to say the car was ready. That was quick, she said. Oil didn't need changing, Winston said. Real mechanics regard working on trucks like mine as a return to boyhood, when a kid could tune an engine. 20 years ago, advances in engine design that included computerized everything took maintenance out of the hands of most of us. Because my full-size truck has a 6-cylinder engine and no air conditioner, there is room under the hood for a mechanic, a floor lamp, and an overstuffed chair. My old truck is a break from computerized diagnostics, oscilloscopes, and sine waves. Winston and company start with the car owner's diagnosis of what's wrong with his or her car. Our guesses provide the kind of humor that mechanics need to thrive. Take my truck's mysterious smell, for instance. Convinced that something vile was leaking from the heater core, I took the truck to Winston. I suspected a leak of coolant, a 1999 vintage antifreeze whose bouquet had gone wrong and was stinking up the cab. Men go to garages confident that we know what's wrong with our vehicles. We prepare lists. I'm pretty sure it's the 1 alternator, 2 fuel pump, or 3 water pump. I was happy with my diagnosis of leaking heater core. When I called the garage that afternoon to see how the detectives were doing, Winston said, "She's ready to roll." "What do I owe you?" I asked. "No charge." "Was it the heater core?" "Nope, it was a lizard." Winston had, with the flick of a screwdriver, removed a decomposing lizard from the jamb of the passenger side door. He dispatched the smell with a blast of Lysol. The way Winston said, "It was a lizard," I knew the mysterious smell had already been enshrined in the garage's complaint hall of fame.
Ed Cullen is a columnist for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.